On the Razor Crest, Zero finds the child inside the sleeping quarters. As the droid takes aim with his rifle, he gets blasted from behind. Previously on The Mandalorian.
I am told that you can lead me to others of my kind.
Come on, it's uncouth to talk business immediately.
Mando defeats the Cyclops' henchman and strings him up from a light pole.
Stop, stop. I tell you where he is. The city of Mos Calico. I swear it by the Gatra.
This little thing has had me worried sick.
I need your help. Where is Mos Pelgo?
It's an old mining settlement. Not much to speak of.
Where did you get the armor?
Bought off some Jawas.
Hand it over.
I'm sure you call the shots where you come from, but round here, I'm the one tells folks what to do.
Help me kill it, I'll give you the armor.
It's the Krayt Dragon.
Heck, that's a whole lot bigger than I guess.
The dragon swallows Mando and a Bantha whole. Shocking it from inside, the bounty hunter flies back out and presses his detonator. The Krayt Dragon explodes. Cobb hands over Boba Fett's armor to Mando.
This is well earned. Thank you.
The bounty hunter swoops off on his speeder bike. The twin sons of Tatooine beam down on a dry, sandy plain. From the distance, against a mountainous backdrop, a dust cloud slowly builds as it draws closer, until a speeder bike comes into view as its source. The Mandalorian pilots the repulsor craft across the desert at high speed, with the child loaded into his satchel at the back. Elsewhere, two rough-looking figures lurk among some boulders. One of them, a leathery-skinned alien with stubby horns, hammers a spike into a rock. Boba Fett's helmet hangs off the side of the speeder bike. The leathery-skinned alien tightens a knot around the spike, then his helmeted accomplice covers up a rope in the sand as he sets a spring-loaded trap at the other end. As the speeder bike approaches, the two hunters lie in wait behind a boulder. The helmeted one springs the trap, and the Mandalorian gets clotheslined by the rope. Thrown into the air, he rights himself with a burst of his jetpack, then dodges pieces of the destroyed bike as they come flying at him. The hunters open fire on him.
Get the child!
A third, smaller hunter goes for the child. The Mandalorian shoots him in the leg, but is swiftly disarmed by a fourth, saber-wielding hunter. While Mando viciously fights his assailant barehanded, the smaller hunter limps to a large case and opens it to reveal a blaster rifle. Mando takes out his opponent with his own saber, then does battle with the other two. Outside of the fray, the smaller hunter aims his rifle. Firing a cable, Mando yanks the weapon out of his hands, and it knocks out both assailants. The smaller hunter holds a knife to the child.
Wait! Don't hurt the child. If you put one mark on him, there's no place you will be able to hide from me. We can strike a bargain. There's a lot of value in this wreckage. Take your pick.
The hunter surveys the loose cargo from the bike.
But leave the child.
He waves his knife at Mando. Mando looks back at his jetpack. The hunter points his knife at the ground.
Okay.
The Mandalorian reaches back and removes his jetpack.
Here. It's yours.
He sets it on the ground.
Take it.
He backs away slowly with his hands in the air.
It's okay.
The hunter moves forward and sets the child on his feet. Taking the jetpack, he walks away with his knife pointed at the Mandalorian. Mando watches him run off, then picks up the child into his arms.
You okay?
Mando fires off the pack remotely from his gauntlet, and the hunter goes flying into the air. The child watches him plunge to his death off in the distance. He looks up at the Mandalorian, who shrugs, then punches his gauntlet again and pilots the pack safely back down from the sky. It lands gently in front of them. As its rockets switch off, it tips over on the ground. The Mandalorian lifts his head to stare off into the middle distance. Now, a title appears over black: The Mandalorian. Chapter 10, The Passenger. The scorching desert shimmers with heat as the Mandalorian trudges over the sand with the severed chassis of his speeder bike balanced across his shoulders. His belongings hang from it in bundles, including Boba Fett's helmet. Images fade one into the next as the Mandalorian makes slow progress across the vast, unforgiving terrain of Tatooine. Finally, the faint outlines of a settlement come into view, nestled along the foothills of a small mountain range. As the Mandalorian begins his trek across one final stretch of dune land, the image wipes away in a clockwise fashion to later that evening. Still on foot, the armored bounty hunter bears his heavy load through the streets of Mos Eisley. Two Jawas fight over a metal component. Passing by, the Mandalorian enters the cantina where an EV series droid tends bar. He crosses to a back booth.
I don't know. Looks like someone's gonna be going home empty-handed.
Helly plays Sabacc with a giant ant. She notices the helmet draped from Mando's chassis pole.
You finally found a Mandalorian and you killed him?
He wasn't Mandalorian. I bought this armor off of him, though.
What'd that set you back?
Killed the great dragon for him.
Huh. Is that all?
He was my last lead on finding other Mandalorians.
Okay. Well, you might be in luck. Dr. Mandible here says he can connect you with someone who can help you. If you cover his call this round. He said.
What's the bet?
500.
That's a high stakes game.
Hey, he's on a hot streak.
The Mandalorian drops some credits down into the pot.
Is the pot right? Ha! Idiot's a ring! Hey, that's Thorax!
I thought you said he was on a hot streak.
Ah, stop your crying. You'll rust. All right, he says the contact will rendezvous at the hangar. They'll tell you where to find some Mandalorians. That's what you wanted, right?
Yes.
All right, well, stop your moping. More importantly, did you bring back any of that dragon meat? Better not have any maggots on it. I don't like maggots.
Later, the child watches the giant cube of dragon steak spit roast on a techie droid's rotating arm in front of a burning turbine engine. Helly comes out into the hangar from her office.
Hey, don't overcook it, Treadwell. I like it medium rare. I'm not some Rodian for crying out loud. All right. Here's the deal. A Mandalorian covert is close. It's in this sector, one system trailing.
Are they the ones that left Navarro?
Don't know. All I know is that the contact will lead to them.
How much will it cost me?
Well, it's the great news. It's free, aside from finder's fee, of course.
What's the not great news?
Nothing. It's all great.
Okay.
However, there is one small skank in the scud pie.
Which is?
The contact wants passage to the system.
Do you vouch for them?
On my life.
Fine.
And no hyperdrive.
You want me to travel sublight? Deal's off.
It's one sector over.
Moving fast is the only thing keeping me safe.
These are mitigating circumstances.
What do you mean, mitigating?
A frog-like anthropoid steps out into the open. Carrying a backpack, she makes her way over to them.
I'm not a taxi service.
I know, I hear you, but I can vouch for her.
Inside her pack, a glass cylinder contains floating gelatinous balls.
What's the cargo?
It's her spawn. She needs her eggs fertilized by the equinox or her line will end. If you jump into hyperspace, they'll die. She said her husband has settled on the estuary moon of Trask in the system of the gas giant Caliban.
She said all that?
I paraphrased.
Eyeing the frog lady, Mando shifts on his feet.
Is she sure there are Mandalorians there?
She gestures to the Mandalorian.
She said her husband has seen them.
The child fixates on the floating eggs inside the cylinder. The frog lady wanders off.
Do you know the husband?
No, I just met her 10 minutes before you walked in.
I thought you said you vouched for her on your life.
What can I say? I'm an excellent judge of character.
She grabs a slice of steak from a tray held by one of her pit droids and takes a big bite. A view of space Iris is in to reveal the Razor Crest mid-flight.
Now I'm gonna ask you to stay strapped in whenever you're seated. Traveling sublight is a bit dicey these days. Whether it's pirates or warlords, someone either ends up with a nice chunk of change or your ship. I don't speak whatever language that is. You speak Huttese? Mahala to Havaka?
The frog lady blinks her dark, glassy eyes at him. He irritably flips a switch on his control panel. Meanwhile, the child spies around a corner in the cargo hold and perks his ears up. He slowly makes a beeline for the clutch of eggs inside the glowing glass cylinder. A view from the other side shows his little green face distorted as he inspects the suspended spheres from up close. He looks surreptitiously over his shoulder toward the ladder to the cockpit. Turning back to the canister, he touches his hand to the glass. The eggs all drift over to it. In the cockpit, a navigation screen maps out a vector jumping from planet to planet. With the frog lady strapped into a jump seat behind him, Mando sets his controls.
So I'm gonna hit the rack. I've set the nav for our course. It's gonna take a while. I recommend you get some rest.
He exits the cockpit. Leaving the frog lady in her seat, he drops down into the cargo hold and opens the door to his bunk.
Kid?
He turns to see the child eating eggs from the cylinder.
No. That is not food. Don't do that again. Nap time.
The Mandalorian carries him to the bunk and puts him in his hammock. He then climbs onto his bed underneath. As the door shuts, the picture fades to black. It slides back open. The Mandalorian scrambles up the ladder past a flashing red light and returns to the cockpit, where the frog lady is asleep in her jump seat.
Razor Crest, M111. Come in, Razor Crest. Do you copy?
Two X-Wing starfighters pull up on either side of the ship with their S-foils in closed position. The Mandalorian eyes one of them outside his cockpit canopy.
This is Razor Crest. Is there a problem?
We notice your transponder is not emitting.
Yes, I'm pre-Empire surplus. I'm not required to run a beacon.
That was before. This sector is under New Republic jurisdiction. All craft are required to run a beacon.
Thank you for letting me know. I'll get right on it.
Not a problem. Safe travels.
May the Force be with you.
And also with you. Just one more thing.
Yes?
I need you to send us a ping. We're out here sweeping for Imperial holdouts.
I'll let you know if I see any.
I'm still gonna need you to send us that ping.
Well, I'm not sure I have that hardware online.
We can wait.
Yeah, I doesn't seem to be working.
That's too bad. If we can't confirm you're not Imperial, you're gonna have to follow us to the outpost at Adelphi. They'll run your tabs.
Oh, wait. There it is. Transmitting now.
Quiet.
What's that?
Nothing. The hypervac is drawing off the exhaust manifold.
Carson, can you switch over to channel 2?
Copy.
The bounty hunter sits still at the helm, with the X-Wings hovering just outside his windows. He sees one of them deploy its S-foils into attack position, then the other.
Was your craft in the proximity of New Republic Correctional Transport Boffin 5?
Mando guns it, banking away from the X-Wings.
You got a runner. I'm on it.
The two fighters give chase as the Razor Crest rockets toward the nearest planet. Dropping into the stratosphere, the ships take their pursuit through a dense cloud formation. A rocky view zooms in on the rogue craft, then shifts over to the X-Wings not far behind.
Razor Crest, stand down. We will fire. I repeat, we will fire.
As the Razorcrest continues its evasive maneuvers, a view from the cockpit of one of the fighters shows it passing in and out of view among the clouds.
I don't know where he thinks he's going in that thing.
Mando throws two throttles forward.
That whole thing's gonna break apart in this atmosphere.
The Razorcrest glides out around a cloud. Mando steadies the ship in place for a moment, then makes a sudden drop. The frog lady flails in her jump seat. One of the X-Wings comes around the cloud to where the Razorcrest had just been. As the ship plummets, Mando turns its nose into the descent. The rogue craft gets lost among the clouds for a moment before bursting back out toward a cavernous rift in an Arctic landscape. The two X-Wings stay on it.
Descent down. Enter that canyon.
I got him. Target computer active.
The pilot's nav screen shows a rudimentary three-dimensional grid of the canyon. The X-Wings follow the Razorcrest into the icy crevasse, where Mando maneuvers around glaciers.
Come on, Razorcrest. Don't make us do it.
A view from above the ridge can barely keep track of the rocketing ships. Seeing a wall of ice in his path, Mando leans into a tight maneuver. He grazes the frosty cliffside as he squeezes into a tunnel.
Hold on.
As the Razorcrest skids out across the ice, he spins it around. Facing backwards, it bounces into the air. The Mandalorian pulls back hard on a throttle, causing it to slide to a stop inside an icy alcove. As the X-Wings fly right on by, his shoulders heave with a breath. Mando looks back at the frog, then starts cycling through a sequence on his controls. The snowy ground beneath the ship starts to give way. It dips back onto its aft section as the ice continues to buckle, tossing items loose throughout the hold. The entire ship collapses through the sinkhole. It slams down hard onto a permafrost floor. The Mandalorian smacks against his control panel before everything settles. The picture fades to black. Now, the Mandalorian slowly stirs in the frosty cockpit. He pries his gauntlet off a frozen panel and sits himself up. He cycles through his controls. He looks back to find the frog curled up in the fetal position, shivering. As he grabs her, her eyes open. He helps her to her feet.
I'll find your eggs, don't worry. Gotta get you some blankets. Keep you warm.
The bulkhead doors slide open, and he descends down the ladder to the hold to find it snowing from a gash in the hull. He freezes in his tracks, eyeing the loose cargo now blanketed by a light dusting of snow.
Damn it.
He opens the door to the bunk, but finds it empty.
Where are you? Hang on, I'm looking for your eggs.
He crosses through the snow flurry, underneath sparking power cables, to the jumble of loose cargo. Standing by the gash in the hull, he looks around searchingly. He throws back a tarp to reveal the child about to eat another egg.
No! No! I told you not to do that. Found them!
The child slurps the egg into his mouth.
How many did you eat?
Now, the frog lady sits huddled by a space heater, lashing her tongue out to eat some rations.
If you hadn't guessed, we're in a tight spot. The main power drive is not responding and the hull has lost its integrity. I suspect the temperature will drop significantly when night falls.
The child sits with his own rations.
I'll have a better idea of our prospects at that time.
Mando takes a seat beside the frog. She points to an indicator display on her egg tank.
Sorry, lady, I don't understand frog. Whatever it is, it can wait until morning. I recommend you get some sleep.
He folds his arms and settles back against the hull. The child climbs over to his protector and curls up against his hip. Head hung low, the frog lady protectively hugs her egg canister. Her big black eyes scan the room as a breeze flutters a tarp over the gash in the hull. Her gaze settles on the remains of Zero, lashed in the cargo netting, the droid's wide-set eyes not too dissimilar from her own. The frog lady's amphibious jowls puff in and out thoughtfully. Her image wipes away to later that night.
Wake up, Mandalorian.
Mando draws his blaster.
This cannot wait until morning. Do not be alarmed. I bypassed the droid's security protocols and accessed its vocabulator.
The frog lady croaks into a microphone wired to zero.
What the hell are you doing?
He holsters his blaster.
That droid is a killer.
These eggs are the last brood of my life cycle. My husband has risked his life to carve out an existence for us on the only planet that is hospitable to our species. We fought too hard and suffered too much to resign ourselves to the extinction of our family line. I must demand that you hold true to the deal that you agreed to.
Look, lady, the deal is off. We're lucky if we get off this frozen tomb with our lives.
I thought honoring one's word was a part of the Mandalorian code. I guess those are just stories for children.
The child gazes up at the Mandalorian with his wide, innocent eyes, and they share a long look. Mando turns his helmet toward the frog lady. Moving the child aside, he gets up and grabs a toolbox from a storage compartment. The frog lady watches him closely.
This was not part of the deal.
Pulling the tarp aside, he exits the ship. He pauses just outside, amid flashes of sparks from severed wires, and inspects the landscape. A shaft of daylight filters down through the cavern onto the Razor Crest, which sits askew in a snowbank, spewing black smoke. The Mandalorian looks up at some of the damage, then hangs his head for a moment before crossing toward the front of the ship. He finds a breach in the avionics housing and sees hydraulic fluid spurting out onto the snow. Shifting his head around, he surveys the vaulted ice cavern. His T-shaped visor peers up toward the rift in the ceiling. With his toolbox in hand, he trudges around to the other side of the ship. Our view rises from the disabled spacecraft, past dangling icicles, to the sunlight spilling in from the break in the ceiling, which flares until everything is awash in a brilliant white haze. Sparks flare as Mando does some repair work. He sees the child gesturing toward the other side of the ship.
How about you come over here? Give me a hand. Make yourself useful.
With a deflated look, the infant trudges off in the snow.
Hey, kid.
He continues out of view.
I said, hey! Where are you going? Come back here.
The Mandalorian follows him around to the other side of the ship and kneels beside him in the snow. The child looks up at him. He draws Mando's attention to tracks in the snow.
When did she go?
His visor's display shows heat signatures of the footprints leading down a tunnel. He scoops the child up and follows the trail. Our view remains back by the crash site, watching as they venture off across the permafrost into the gloomy ice tunnel. With the child tucked in his arm, Mando follows the labyrinthine path as it winds around frosty crags, lit softly in a bluish tint by sunlight that finds its way in through intermittent gaps above. The infant's wide, curious eyes take in the sublime Arctic environment. Mando's head swivels alertly as he moves at a steady pace, following the tracks laid out before him in the snow. He pauses and touches the side of his helmet. The heat signatures of the footprints lead toward a glowing, violet heat source that lies just beyond a bend in the tunnel. Mando presses onward. He turns the corner into another ice chamber. Swaddled in his oversized robe, the child looks around from his seat on Mando's arm. Inside a cavernous space, the frog lady bathes in a steamy hot spring with her egg cylinder perched on its rim.
There you are.
As the Mandalorian approaches, he takes note of icicles hanging from the ceiling.
You can't leave the ship. It's not safe out here.
He sets down the child. The infant eyeballs her eggs bobbing in the water.
Let's gather these up. I know it's warm. The night's coming fast, and I can't protect you out here.
Mando starts scooping the eggs back into their container. The child reaches for one floating in the hot spring.
No. No.
He looks around, pouting. His ears twitch as he stares at the chamber walls, and he wanders off to explore. He makes his way, shivering, across a snowdrift in the shadows. He passes between clusters of bulbous, tombstone-like monoliths that stand as tall as his shoulders. Arms held out at his sides, his little body shuffles along, gathering up tufts of snow at the foot of his robe. He approaches one of the frosty monoliths, gives it a few sniffs, and taps on it with one of his tiny claws. He scratches his nails down the top, then tears it open like crepe paper with both hands. Its petals fall limp to the ground. The child digs one hand inside its hollow core and pulls out a slimy, wriggling mass from inside. He eyeballs its spindly, curled-up legs, then promptly stuffs it in his mouth and chows down. At the hot spring, the frog lady helps corral the last of her eggs toward the Mandalorian. As the child shovels more strings of slime into his mouth, the dozens of other monoliths surrounding him all begin to tremble. He watches as pale white spiders begin to hatch all around. Distracted by his work, Mando scoops up one of the last of the eggs and drops it in its tank. He looks over his shoulder and sees the child waddling hurriedly from the field of hatchlings. The Mandalorian rises to his feet and surveys the horde of ice spiders emerging from their egg sacs. He sweeps the child up into his hands. The spiders skitter toward them across the frosty ground. Mando seals the lid on the egg case and slings one of its straps over his shoulder. The frog lady looks around disconcertedly from the hot spring. Spiders move in over snowdrifts, surrounding them on all sides. The frog lady lashes out her tongue and snatches her clothes from the rim of the pool. Dressing quickly, she hurries to Mando's side. More spiders stream out from the shadowy hollow, some of them twice the size of the hatchlings. A gigantic spider comes out after them, flexing its ferocious ring of mandibles.
Go! 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 Back to the ship!
The giant rears at them. As they flee the chamber, all of the spiders give chase. The giant's crab-like legs quickly catch up to them. The trio escapes into the narrow ice tunnel, evading its snapping jaws. The smaller spiders remain hot on their heels while the giant bashes through the ceiling with its powerful legs. The spiders close in on the trio from the tunnel's rounded walls. The Mandalorian fires his blaster, taking out the nearest ones. The giant squeezes its mouth inside the tunnel and spits out a web that seals off one of the escape routes. The endless onslaught of spiders continues to nip at their heels as Mando and his companion race through the darkened ice maze. The frog lady ventures a look back and sees their numbers growing. She gets down on all fours and starts hopping ahead of the Mandalorian. They stop short as a giant leg spears down through the ceiling again and nearly impales them. A view through the thick ice above shows the predator skittering after them as they resume their escape. Mando pulls a trio of charges from his belt, activates them, and flings two of them to either wall. The third he chucks behind them, and its ensuing explosion causes the giant spider to crash through the ceiling of ice. As its massive body comes tumbling at him, Mando tears off through the frosty crags. The giant falls limp, its fanged mouth hanging agape. Mando blasts his way into the next corridor, reducing spiders to slimy green splats against the walls. The frog lady keeps close behind him as he fires up the pilot on his flamethrower gauntlet. A view from around the corner shows a flare of orange light. The frog lady comes hopping out on all fours. Mando sprints after her, redrawing his blaster as the relentless horde of spiders converges from two tunnels behind them. He lays down suppressive fire as they reach the cavern containing their ship and squeeze through the gash in the hull. The frog lady takes the child from Mando and sets him on the floor. The little one scampers off. The Mandalorian gives the frog lady her backpack, then blasts at the fast-approaching spiders. One of them splits a web that freezes his gun arm against the hull. A smaller one pounces at him, but he catches it midair and crushes it in his hand. Wrenching his blaster loose, he continues firing away as he retreats inside, but the spiders are not far behind. They continue chasing him, many of them scaling the walls. He climbs the ladder out of the cargo hold, then immediately turns and blasts the first few spiders that come after him through the hatch. As he slides into the cockpit, a number of spiders try to latch onto his boots. More of them pile up into a wriggling wall, preventing him from shutting the bulkhead doors. One of them leaps in over his helmet. The child backs away from Mando's boots and pins himself against a wall as he watches spiders lower themselves from the ceiling on their web lines. One of them gets onto his head. He tries to bat it off. It explodes in a slimy mess. Mando turns to see the frog lady clutching a tiny blaster. The child slowly lowers his hands from his head. Mando flames the bottleneck of spiders trying to enter the cockpit. They jump around in a wriggling mass as the fire consumes them. Finally, the doors close. His armor coated in frost, the Mandalorian shares a look with the frog lady. As spiders swarm the outside of the windshield, he watches their spindly legs clatter up the opaque, ice-covered canopy, then he jumps in the pilot seat.
Strap yourselves in. This better work.
He cycles his controls. The child hops in his lap.
I've got limited visibility. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
The ship's thrusters fire up, blowing ice off the nozzles and sending a bunch of spiders flying. The frog lady hugs her egg tank. The front section of the Razor Crest tilts upward, breaking free from the ice. The frozen canopy offers the trio limited visibility as the whole ship begins to rise. Suddenly, the giant spider drops on it from above, sending it crashing back down to the ground. Its front legs begin to pierce the canopy. Mando watches its shape climb down off the opaque windshield. Through a clear patch in the glass, he sees it pivoting its inky, wide-set eyes to peer in at them. It opens its circular mouth and suctions onto the windshield. Inner rows of razor-sharp teeth start to cut the glass. The child cowers. Suddenly, the giant spider is rocked by gunfire. Its body slides off the windshield. While blaster fire flashes through the glass, Mando swivels around in his chair. Getting up, he sets the child aside and opens the bulkhead doors to find the area outside clear of spiders. The frog lady hugs her egg tank fearfully amid the salvo of gunfire. Down in the cargo hold, the Mandalorian pulls back a web of icy filaments and blasts a spider skittering across the wall. He proceeds through more of the spun webs, keeping his pistol at the ready, as red flashes of gunfire shine in through the crack in the ship. As he exits, one of the shots picks off a spider inching toward him along the hall. Through floodlights, he sees the two X-Wing pilots firing blaster rifles from the open cockpits of their landed fighters. They methodically shoot the remaining spiders off the hull of the Razor Crest. The pilots look up from their rifles. The Mandalorian keeps his blaster raised as he cautiously steps forward.
We ran the tabs on the Razor Crest. You have an arrest warrant for the abduction of prisoner X6911. However, onboard security records show that you apprehended three priority culprits from the wanted register. Security records also show that you put your own life in harm's way to try to protect that of Lieutenant Davin from the New Republic Correctional Corps.
Mando holsters his gun.
Is this true?
Am I under arrest?
Technically, you should be. But these are trying times.
Let's say I forego the bounties on these three criminals. You two help me fuse my hull so I can get off this frozen rock.
What say you fix that transponder, and we don't vaporize that antique the next time we patrol the rim?
The pilots share a look, then drop down into their seats and close the canopies over their cockpits. Mando watches them, his entire suit covered in frost. The X-Wings lift off and pivot 180 degrees in the air. They both rocket out of a fissure in the ice canopy. The jet wash blows snow at Mando and ripples his cape. The red lights of the ship's thrusters fade, returning the cave to darkness. Mando turns back to his ship and eyes the carcass of the giant spider still clutching the cockpit. He enters the cargo hold.
All right. I'm gonna repair the cockpit enough for us to limp to Trask. There's nothing I can do about the main hull's integrity, so we're gonna have to get cozy in the cockpit. It's the only thing I can pressurize. If you need to use the privy, do it now. It's gonna be a long ride.
The image wipes away diagonally, changing the scene to the cockpit, where the child watches with fascination as Mando works on some repairs with a welder. It wipes away again in the other direction to the exterior of the Razor Crest. Still using his welder, the Mandalorian seals a breach in the canopy from the outside. Sparks fly off past the child's eyes, watching him through the frosted glass. Later...
Okay, repairs all done. Let's see if we can get this thing going once and for all.
He fires up the engines. The Razor Crest shudders. The giant spider's legs slip off the canopy as it rises out of the ice. Mando clips a cavern wall. Scraping up along the ice, he clumsily bashes into the rim of the fissure as he tries to squeeze the ship out through the tight sinkhole. It finally gets free and flies out of the planet's atmosphere, leaving a plume of ice crystals in its wake.
Wake me up if someone shoots at us, or that door gets sucked off its rails. I'm kidding. If that happened, we'd all be dead. Sweet dreams.
He folds his arms and takes a nap in his seat. From his lap, the child looks back at the egg tank, which glows enticingly in the frog lady's grasp. She protectively holds it a little tighter. Facing forward again, the child surreptitiously pops another egg in his mouth and gives a satisfied blink. The Razor Crest wobbles unevenly through space with the gash still in its hull and its right engine thruster flickering. Cut to black. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals, voiced by Nicole Zanzarella.